USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats in the House of Representatives filed a single article of impeachment against President Donald Trump on Wednesday in the aftermath of the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. A full House vote set for later on Wednesday. The House did pass a procedural vote regarding the impeachment. Before that, there was debate on the House floor, and Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, says now's not the time to impeach the president.
I said this last night. I do not know where all this goes, and this is frightening for the country. We should defeat this rule, and we should defeat the impeachment resolution when it comes up.
At least five Republicans set to vote for impeaching the president. Republican Congressman Liz Cheney, one of those. Now she's being called to be kicked out of her position as the number three Republican in the House. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, you can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, king-size only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC says over 9 million Americans have received the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar saying more vaccine doses are being released to the general public, and now they're recommending everyone over the age of 65 receive a vaccine. Dr. Ajish Jha is the Dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He joins ABC's Good Morning America to discuss some of the latest moves by the CDC and Health and Human Services.
I think this is, first of all, a really good move on Secretary Azar's part. You know, we're holding way too many vaccine doses back. We're in a crisis. And what people are saying is, let's get those doses out to people. The production system is working. We'll get second doses for everybody.
PBS has fired attorney Michael Beller, who called for children of Trump supporters to be put into re-education camps. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Google has suspended President Trump's YouTube channel and banned new uploads for a week. The video sharing site claimed concerns about the ongoing potential for violence as a reason for the decision. The president's YouTube channel has 2.77 million subscribers. YouTube joining Twitter and other social media sites that have blocked President Trump. Brian Brenberg is an economist with King's College. He says more competition is needed when it comes to social media.
These companies like Twitter are driven by things like daily active users. Well, what happens if millions of people just decide to shut it down and go somewhere else? What does that do to their daily active users? What does that do to their advertising? What does that do to their bottom line? They could feel this in big ways. And if they do, what it means is that somebody else has already captured, already moved into, and is already competing in this space.
A guest host is set to ask questions on one of your favorite game shows.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he'll be one of a series of guest hosts on Jeopardy. The show returned this week with former champion Ken Jennings as an interim host, with producers saying they were putting together a number of guest hosts to step in for Alex Trebek, who passed away from cancer in November. Rodgers was a Celebrity Jeopardy champion in 2015 and said he's excited for the opportunity to work on a show he's felt a special connection to for so long. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.